Thank you. Welcome back to the ordinary meeting. Reopening.
Excuse me, Madam Mayor. I'd like to move that under extenuating circumstances that we open forum for the public to hear Mr. Daniel Clark.
Thank you. Would someone like to second that motion? Councillor Lording. All those in favour? All those in favour? Motion carried. Thank you. Unanimous. Thank you. Mr. Chairsworth, could you please reread the open forum?
I have given a summary.
Yeah. Oh, you have.
Do you want to do it next as well?
Just an abbreviated version of what we normally read out. So, Council welcomes you to open forum. Presentations can be on one or more topics, but it's up to be limited to 5 minutes in total. Please note that audio recordings of all Council meetings, including this open forum, are published on Council's website, and you should take care of disclosing personal or sensitive information. The Chair of the meeting, the Mayor, reserves the right to cease your submission as part of open forum if it is deemed inappropriate or prejudicial to any person or organisation. So when you're called, please take this seat here, state your name, any organisation you represent, and the matter on which you wish to speak. At the end of your presentation, please remain seated. Whilst there will be no discussion or debate, councillors may wish to ask you questions.
Thank you. I'd like to call Daniel Clark and Kath Sanders.
Thank you. Thank you all. I'm sorry I'm late and that sort of stuff for today's meeting. My name is Daniel Clark.
Kath Sanders.
And I'd like to bring to the council's attention and find out various, if I can, answers to several questions regarding the Rubicon Village. The state government spent tens of thousands of dollars finding out that the deed that the residents have been going on about has been deemed valid but frustrated, which proves in effect that I actually own the infrastructure and that sort of stuff, and the member Vassy is incorrect in his decision. But that's neither here nor there in what we're talking about. I was advised that the council was monitoring the septic tanks and would like to know who is that that's responsible for that. And why for the last 6 weeks, even though I have reported it on several occasions, that the overflow is flowing directly into the Rubicon River. The fishermen in Rubicon River have said there's been no catches in that area of the river for the last 6 to 8 weeks. Whether that's because the fish have moved off somewhere else or what, I don't know. And who's responsible and liable for that, considering that I've been taken out of the equation by the state government? And the property sales of the individual lots in Rubicon Village, the council's allowed those sales to go ahead, and my question is, who's liable for the debt that is owed on each of the properties prior to the sale and after the sale? Did you want to ask more questions? I think that's what I needed to say. And like, when do the freebies stop for those residents?
Thank you for your presentation. Are there any questions from councillors? Councillor Bowles.
So when you're talking about the sewage, is that from Rubicon or...?
Yes, the Rubicon Village. Right. Because the education department's been disconnected from the village. And it doesn't flow to my treatment plant anymore.
Councillor Ray,
Just on your last point, you mentioned outstanding debts. To whom are the debts owed?
It depends on the actual ownership, whether it comes down to TXU, the Education Department, and Rod Larson, who were the three owners of Rubicon Village Sewage and Water. In my understanding, TXU and the Education Department pulled out of the deed and Rod Larson took over it. And when I purchased the property, he gave me the system and I paid off the debts that were previously owing on the, each of the properties. The Queen's Council that did his report to say that the deed was valid estimated that it was $159,500 per property that is owed in back payments for sewage and water systems for the last 20 years.
So you're looking to recoup that?
No.
No, you're not.
No, but I'm looking to recoup my share of that. And whether my share includes from the time Rod Larson took over till now, I don't know.
Thank you, that helps.
Are there any further questions from councillors? Thank you. I'll give you a modified version of the closing statement as well. So thank you for submitting your questions as part of the open forum. All questions of council and open forum submissions will be referred to the relevant director if a further response is required. The ordinary meeting now will commence and close. So thank you for your submission. Thank you very much.
And thank you all. Thank you. I'm sorry we were late.
For a long time.
So if there's no further items, I declare the meeting closed at 8:07. Can we agree on that? 8:07. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.